This is Father Rob Ramser from Our Lady of Angels Parish in Cleveland with your reflection on the Monday of the sixth week of Easter. We begin today to hear from Jesus about the Advocate, the promised Holy Spirit. We are only a few weeks away from the close of the Easter season on the Great Solemnity of Pentecost. And when Jesus gives us, the Father gives us the Holy Spirit, what does He give us? He gives us an Advocate. I love that title. It literally means a lawyer. An advocate for us in the courtroom would be called a lawyer. Well, the Holy Spirit is an advocate for us before the Father. He defends us. He reminds us of our worth. He gives us the grace and power to actually do what our faith says we should do and what we're taught. So often in our faith, we'll pray, we'll do good deeds maybe, we'll kind of keep it private, we'll have our relationship with God, but it has to bear fruit somewhere. We need to be able to go out and advocate for those in need, to instruct the ignorant, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked. All the spiritual and corporal works of mercy, we need them both. Yes, it might be easier to do the corporal works of mercy, which are needed, but we also have to have the spiritual works of mercy in mind. It's a little more difficult. If you forget what they are, take a look. They both go together. Because we need to be able to feed the hungry and instruct the ignorant. We have to be able to give clothing to the naked and also bury the dead. You know, it has to go hand in hand. We can't have a faith that's all spiritual or just all practical, quote unquote, all works. They have to go together. The Advocate helps us to do that. So Jesus reminds us, word and deed, hand and foot, faith and reason go together. May we never forget that. As the whole of who we are worships God and helps make His presence known.